This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Senate failure to ban infanticides after failed abortions is making one thing clear. There's a huge divide between the recent political embrace of abortion and the position taken by most Americans, some senators, and President Trump. The president is blasting those who, in his words, don't mind executing, those who survive abortion. Each Democrat candidate for president in 2020 clearly thinks they can overcome growing pro-life sentiment. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler of Pennsylvania called for a bill to be brought to the U.S. House floor to ban those post-abortion infanticides. For the sixth time, the House Speaker rejected the move to put representatives on record on infanticide. 24 more such rejections will likely bring the bill to a vote. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to God's gift in each human life. Let's become the culture of life. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine is being rebuked by both his state's Catholic bishops over Kaine's opposition to the Senate ban on abortion-related infanticide. And the myth in some circles that late abortions or infanticides do not happen is effectively countered by testimony from OBGYNs who detail how and when each situation arises. Over 1,000 MDs have signed on to a letter agreeing that late abortion is never medically necessary. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.